This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 468 for Friday, July 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are at their daily limit of $30 per ton on Friday as the prairie forecast calls for warm, dry weather for the next several days. The November contract is at $844 per ton. The January contract is at $836.30 per ton. The dry conditions across much of the region is leading to reduced canola yields. A growing number of expectations are pointing towards production coming well under the 20 million tons previously estimated. And the increasing need for price rationing could soon see canola prices push above $1,000 per ton. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie at 80.2 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.74. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending July 4th are about 183,000 tons and down nearly 34% from last week. Exports retreat by about 56% at around 91,000 tons. Domestic usage falls back nearly 11% at approximately 183,000 tons. The United States Department of Agriculture says export sales of wheat for the week ending July 1st are about 291,000 tons. Old crop corn sales come in at 173,000 tons, with new crop at 193,000 tons. The USDA reports soybean export sales tally about 64,000 tons of old crop and more than 118,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal sales amount to 212,000 tons of old crop and 56,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil export sales are only 400 tons. Also, the department announced a private sale of nearly 229,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico. Delivery is to be during the upcoming marketing year. The USDA will release its next supply and demand estimates on Monday at 11 a.m. Central. Expectations are for lower corn, soybean, and wheat numbers. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The November contract jumps a dime at $13.29 per bushel. August soy oil climbs 1.87 cents at 62.35 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $2.70 at $3.54.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Friday. The September contract pulls back 7 cents at $5.29.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the September contract rising 9.5 cents at $3.89. Wheat futures are mixed on Friday. Chicago September is down 3 cents at $6.15. Kansas City September gained 6 cents at $5.94. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September rises 9 cents at 8.14. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, July 9th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.